You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. The costs of this pandemic are staggering, most importantly in lives lost, and increasingly in businesses lost or struggling to survive. Survive changing lockdown rules, upended supply chains, and a wary public. A lot of those businesses have been scrambling to get online. And as it happens, there are a lot of places online to list your goods beyond your own website. Almost too many. Does a company go to Shopify, Amazon, Facebook, Etsy? Sucharita Kodali is a retail analyst with Forrester. She says the options can be overwhelming.
I don't know that there's an easy answer to that unless you go hire an agency to go do that for you. And now increasingly there's a presence on Instagram because Instagram offers Instagram shops and Facebook has Facebook shops. And, you know, if you're in apparel, there are companies like Poshmark to, you know, kind of put your stuff on. So there are a lot of different players out there to service these small businesses.
Well, it's interesting because we actually just spoke with Intuit because they have added a commerce product to QuickBooks to enable this omnichannel selling. Is that the inevitable outcome of having multiple channels to sell into, each of which has its own fees or management problems, that another player like a QuickBooks will come in and say, oh, okay, so we need to enable this dashboard. Like, how long is it before Salesforce builds a product for this?
Probably not long, or they'll acquire somebody. Companies like Shopify essentially already do have modules like that. There's been a whole ecosystem for years of companies that have been Amazon seller optimization solutions. And, as they look to grow, part of their growth is to try to get those Amazon sellers to put those same products on other marketplaces too. So there are a lot of different players that I have no doubt are already tackling this space. And Intuit is another one that has decided to throw its hat into the ring.
That's so interesting because as you describe it, I can't help but think of the small businesses who are being wooed to these platforms as they're the small business version of an Uber driver who's an independent contractor and allows this other business model to stay afloat with maybe dubious benefits to themselves.
I think it depends on what you've been asked to do or what the long-term potential costs of these platforms are. In some cases, the platforms get so big that there may be thousands of people selling, a category as narrow as toothpaste. And in that case, where people are really only probably going to go to the first or second search results page, how do you even surface? How does anyone even know that you're there? And the only way that you do is you have to sometimes pay for advertising to be at the top of that search results page. So that is definitely something that many of these small merchants discover that over time, that these platforms can be useful for them in the beginning, but then over time, they're less and less useful because there's more competition. There are more SMBs, more small businesses that they're competing with.
Sucharita Kodali is a retail analyst with Forrester. You'll hear the interview I mentioned with Intuit later this week and much more coverage of America's small businesses moving online in the next year. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.